The time is... Wait, what?
We're having a party. Listen to the music. Played by a DJ. On the radio. The cooks are in the icebox.
Cooks in the icebox.
Popcorn is on the table.
Volume 1, Episode 20. Employment Law Now, Volume 1, Episode 20. This is Mike Schmidt. I know you're thinking to yourself right now, well, wait a second. It hasn't been 2 weeks since the last podcast episode. What are you doing? We didn't miss you that much. Well, we are at the time of the year where people like you and companies like you are starting to think about holiday parties and throwing a good time for your employees. So I thought the issue was important enough that we devote a very special episode of the podcast to holiday parties. So that's what I'm doing today. Are you in the holiday spirit? Do you find yourself singing alone in the car to Mariah Carey's All I Want Is Christmas on Light FM? Of course, I don't. I'm just asking you. Did you think that the most interesting thing that's going to be coming up in your Twitter feed will be news of whether Adam Sandler updates his Hanukkah song? Or it just may be that your holiday office party is right around the corner sometime over these next couple of weeks as we move past Thanksgiving this week. However, from a risk management perspective, and isn't that why you listen to this podcast anyway, your companies should heed the orange caution hue when it does come to office holiday parties. Otherwise, you will quickly live the old adage that no good deed goes unpunished. That is not to say, of course, that Ebenezer Scrooge should be your adopted holiday persona, or that holiday parties should go the way of cassettes and fax machines. In any case, I wanted to devote this podcast episode to offering my own top 10 tips for your companies to avoid potential trouble with office holiday parties, including several that do deal specifically with social media and the interaction between social media and employment law. So let's get started with my top 10 list. Number 10, alcohol. It's so obvious an issue, yet it is so often still ignored. Without question, alcohol consumption is considered to go hand in hand with holiday parties, and restricting or eliminating alcohol altogether may dampen the morale and spirit of those of your employees who are attending, certainly. Yet, acts of alcohol consumption and reasonable restrictions are not mutually exclusive. So you should consider the following. 1. Consider restricting the number of drinks permitted, maybe through drink tickets, or the type of drinks that are permitted. Maybe say you're not going to allow any shots, and you're going to have plenty of quote-unquote cool, non-alcoholic options. Or think about the time that drinking is permitted. Maybe have that last call prior to departure time. 2. You want to make sure you're ensuring that sufficient food is available and passed around to help slow the absorption of the alcohol being consumed. And 3, perhaps consider offering vouchers or paid cab rides or other types of incentives to your employees to act as designated drivers during your party. Number 9 on my top 10 list, selfies. Today's biology lesson, everybody, we were born with two hands, so that while one holds the drink, the other can hold the smartphone. Very few do go a minute these days without snapping a picture or a video of themselves or others. Alcohol, as we know, lowers the inhibitions there as well. Do please refer back to number 10 on my top 10 list. You should make sure that your employees are sensitive to the privacy wishes of those around them, as well as the fact that delete never truly does mean delete. Number 8, compensation and bonuses. Recent presidential executive orders and NLRB decisions suggest that you can't prohibit employees from discussing wage-related issues in person or via social media. So you should consider advising your employees of their end-of-the-year salary adjustments and bonuses after putting them all together in a party room, particularly if the economic climate is going to dictate some downward trajectory on the dollars for all of your partygoers. Think about giving that news, breaking that news, after you've had your holiday party. Number 7, dress code. Hey, good news. You no longer are likely to have the costumes that your office Halloween party paraded in. The not-so-good news, employees do still change attire when leaving the office to go to a holiday party. So you want to make sure that your employees are aware of your company's reasonable dress code expectations and that inappropriate and overly suggestive attire is not acceptable for any office-related function, including office parties. Number 6. No-shows. There may be a myriad of reasons why your employees may choose to avoid the office holiday party that you feel so good about throwing. Perhaps one of your employees has suffered some personal loss at this time of year, or you have another employee who's generally uncomfortable with mixing business with pleasure. Perhaps even you have an employee who has another commitment that evening or simply wants to spend the time with family when he or she is not working. In any case, the point of the holiday party should be to celebrate and to reward employees who want the celebration and the reward, and not to retaliate or ostracize those who are uncomfortable with going. Number 5. Non-secular. In a very similar vein to what I just said, it is often difficult to see the harm in adorning the party room with the menorahs and the Christmas trees, or having your CEO come in white beard and red coat to hand out the Secret Santa gifts. However, as with any work time issue, all of your companies should understand the religious accommodation obligations that exist under federal, state, and maybe local law, and you need to be sensitive to those who may be particularly sensitive with overly secularized party themes at this time of year. Number 4. Don't you just love these top 10 lists that work backwards? Number 4. Spouses, parties, and others. We assume that the goal of your office holiday party is to boost the morale of your employees and to reward them with a company-sponsored party for another productive year. We also assume that the goal is not to create some wild, wild west anything-goes forum for your employees, particularly at some nice catering hall or restaurant, and particularly with alcohol. Please refer back to number 10 on my top 10 list. To properly strike the desired balance, maybe consider the additional proactive step of inviting spouses, partners, and significant others to your party so that you can better keep the atmosphere a little bit more disciplined and professional. Number 3, location, location, location. They say in real estate that it is all about location. Many believe the same is true with holiday parties. Again, if the goal is to provide a fun, morale-boosting kind of adventure, and you still want to keep the decorum professional, your company might consider holding the holiday party, well, in your office. Your employees are certainly less likely to forget that office policies and protocols still apply regardless of where the office personnel congregates. Which brings us to number 2 on our top 10 list of things to consider for your holiday parties. Number 2, policies, policies, policies. Office policies and protocols still apply, everybody, regardless of where the office personnel congregates. So it is important. And it is so important, it is worth repeating verbatim. And it's also so important that it is worth having you or one of your human resources professionals consider some of the following. One, make sure you have comprehensive lawful workplace policies in place, whether that has to do with harassment, discrimination, retaliation, complaint procedures, and the use of social media. Make sure you have these policies in place. Number 2. Make sure that you think about circulating a memo to employees prior to your holiday party that reminds all of them of your workplace policies, that those policies apply equally to on- and off-premise parties, and that the company will not tolerate inappropriate behavior and violations of its policies. You know, it is still not difficult for someone to file a harassment or discrimination complaint generally. As employers, your companies want to make sure that you do not make it even easier through your hosted events like the holiday party. And now the number one tip to avoid potential trouble at your office holiday party. Mindset. Employer mindset. There obviously is always going to be the unexpected occurrence and even the forgotten rule or law every once in a while. But employers are best equipped to anticipate and address any issues concerning your office holiday party if you develop the appropriate mindset from the start. I mean, how many episodes have I been saying that when it comes to all of these employment law issues, it's really about developing the appropriate mindset as an employer? People often say, and I know I've said this before, you can't start talking to your children for the first time when they become teenagers, and it's equally futile to start developing the appropriate mindset on workplace protocols and employee relations for the very first time at the end of the year when it's the holiday time. So in terms of developing the appropriate mindset, sure, we're coming upon the end of November, but maybe when it comes to the beginning of 2018, think about spending the entire year creating the right atmosphere in your workplace, understanding the do's and don'ts when it comes to employee obligations and rights, and speaking with outside folks like outside counsel when you're just not sure. In fact, once your holiday party is over this year, consider including all of that in your company's New Year's resolutions. So, what should you take away and what should your company take away from this episode? Well, hopefully you'll take away the fact that we're under 15 minutes and it might have been the shortest episode I've had all year. But more importantly than that, perhaps, think about my top 10 list that I just gave you. Share it as a gift with your HR professionals and managers, those who are in the trenches day to day with your employees, those who are going to be leading the charge and interacting with all of your employees at the holiday party. Do what you can to adopt a mindset that includes any or all of the above that I just added to my top 10 list, while still being able to maintain the office holiday party as a means for appreciating and thanking your employees for a truly wonderful year. I hope this helped you. I hope gave you some food for thought as you're planning and as you're conducting your holiday parties for 2017. I hope all of you have a terrific Thanksgiving, spending it with family, friends, and anyone else that you spend the holiday with. Thank you, as always, for listening, and I hope all of your labor is productive.